What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Just for our man, Jim Wyatt, who joins us now, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, The Game. Hello, Jim. What's up?
Not too much. I appreciate you guys putting me to base here for me coming in.
Oh, yes, sir. Always. Because we know that is your favorite. Hey, before we get into the football stuff, I saw the post from the Titans today that this is the first birthday we're celebrating without Coach Mack, Dave McGinnis, who passed away earlier this year. And I know you enjoyed working with him, and we all enjoyed being around him. But just taking a moment to remember Coach Mack today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and when I watched that quarterback series on Netflix over the summer and heard so many of those calls from Coach Mack, alongside Taylor Zarger last year talking about Cam, it just kind of was another reminder that Coach Mack's no longer with us. Certainly, I think about him all the time. Drove past the Standard in Nashville about a weekend ago and thought of Coach Mack. That was his favorite spot. So he was a great guy, and certainly things won't be the same without him, but we've still got the reminders inside the building. The OTP studio still got all those pictures of Coach Mack on their letters that people wrote to him, just all the good memories they had of him. So he will never be forgotten, even though he's certainly missed here on earth.
There is no question about that, and obviously we'll be honored by being in the Ring of Honor, which was a very nice gesture by Amy Adams Strunk to do that. So what have you seen from this team? They've had about 3 days of practice with pads, a couple of weeks into training camp, into the Robert Saleh era. What have you seen to this point?
Well, I like the direction. I like leadership. I feel like there's a plan, and I feel like the team's better, at a lot of positions. With that said, it's really too early to make any definitive statements about how good this team is going to be. So much hinges on what Cam Ward's able to do. I think he's had some good days. He's had some other days where he's clearly he needs to keep improving. There's still a question mark on the offensive line. Still some position battles that need to be sorted out. I think we'll have a lot better idea of what things look like after some of these joint practices, starting next weekend against the 49ers and then obviously against the Seahawks and Bears after that. I think that's going to tell us a lot more. But I like the competitiveness. I think they're better at a lot of positions, especially receiver and linebacker. And I think defensive line has been impressive. But still jury's out on this 2026 squad. And the good news is you still got about a month left to get ready.
I think one thing that's really stood out to me with the way Saleh conducts things is there is certainly a different, set of rules and a standard that maybe wasn't there in the previous regime. And a prime example of that is, him talking the other day, look, you're going to have scuffles in training camp. You know that. We've seen them over the years. Jeffrey Simmons has one of those, and he gets thrown out of practice, but he's still made to work. And that was something that really stood out to me that – maybe wasn't there before, that Saleh is going to hold these guys to a higher standard, which I think ultimately is going to lead to a culture that can win. What was kind of your thoughts on how he handled that?
Yeah, I do. I know that it is one example you can point to where things are different. Yeah, I know the play after the Jeff JC mix up. It's not, I know there were some people that felt like they immediately stopped practice and kicked Jeff out. Jeff was removed from practice after that, but Saleh didn't really huddle him up until to the next play or two after a couple other guys got, I think he realized, hey, we're not going to do ourselves any good if we're fighting every play. And certainly message was that certainly is something that's going to be thrown back from Brian Callahan's face as far as the discipline part of it goes, because you're right. He didn't he didn't hold Jeff accountable on that one. But I think from a broader look at it, I just feel like with Robert Saleh, who's been a head coach before, Gus Bradley, who's been a head coach before, Brian Daboll, who's been a head coach before, and John Fossil, who's been interim coach, has coached from this league. I just think as a whole, this staff is just in so much better position to demand respect from players. And, yeah, part of that could be, you know, calling a guy out for starting a fight in practice. But I think it's deeper than that. I think it's what happens in meetings. I think it's what happens, you know, on the practice field every day. I think the expectation is higher now because these guys know more of what it's supposed to look like. And the key is just to have a better product when the season starts here in September.
Talking to Jim Wyatt from Tennessee Titans. Jim, you know this. Back in 2006 when Floyd and Jeff brought in Kevin Mawai, David Thornton, and Chris Hope to kind of reestablish a culture change there, and just like they wanted winners in the locker room. I feel the same way, Jim, about Jermaine Johnson. I mean, Robert Saleh loves him. I cannot believe the Jets let him go for Devondre Sweat. I also think he's a guy that could talk to Simmons and a few of the guys like, look, here's why coach is doing this. Just trust him. He knows what he's doing. I think Jermaine Johnson is fascinating, and I think he's so underrated, Jim. I think he could be a huge key for this football team and their success in 26.
Yeah, and trivia, too, there was one more guy that was brought in that year. It was David Givens, who I'm sure you remember.
Oh, yeah.
From the Patriots, and then he got hurt about halfway through that season and never really was a part of things moving forward. That was a good free agency class that kind of helped change the culture, and I agree. I mean, I think Jermaine Johnson's one of them. I think there are a lot of guys that have been here or have been in different places with Saleh and Daboll, for that matter, whether it was with Saleh in New York or San Francisco or Daboll in New York. He's got a lot of guys that and the reason those guys are here is because the coaches trust them. They know what they're like. They know how they're going to work. But I do think having a guy like Jermaine Johnson and having some of these other players, they can spread the message in the locker room, and they can create an expectation about what it's going to be like in camp and what it's going to be like when the season goes. I think this group, you know, has a good nucleus of veterans that can help show the younger guys the way. And they're just overall, I mean, there's just a better mindset, better feel inside the building than there had been previously.
I love it. Jim, I'm sure you do calls across the country a lot. How much do you get asked about Will Levis when you're doing these interviews with radio stations?
Not as much lately. Like, he came up last week, obviously, because he had his meeting with the media, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, kind of made light of what he said and think he's, there's not 32 quarterbacks in the league better than him. I have to be honest with you. I think I may agree with him. I think
right.
As this season plays out, I think you're going to see some quarterbacks across the league get benched, and you're going to think, huh, one of Levis would be better off there. But he's kind of faded into the background more. I think the reason I get asked about him now is because people want to know what's going to happen to him. You know, he's not the starter. Cam Ward's the starter. He's not the backup. Mitchell Trubisky's going to be the backup. So what do they do with Levis? And I think now they're just trying to give him opportunities. They can give him opportunities in these joint practices and preseason games. I think if other teams are intrigued and want to make a trade for him, certainly the Titans would listen. And so the question with him is he here in 2026?
Right.
Or is he somewhere else? And I think the answer there really hinges on what other teams might be thinking, and we're just going to have to wait and find out what they are thinking.
Jim, has the Titans, have they found this year's Gennaro Dinopoli at center?
Oh, man. Have you Googled Gennaro Dinopoli's name lately?
No, please. Is it good or bad?
Just Google his name.
Okay.
And see
what I'll do it. Well, the question is, have they found a center?
I think that's another one that we'll find out in time. I do think, and I thought this from the day they signed him, I think Austin Slotman was brought here because he knows the system, because he is able to communicate what the coaching staff wants He's played in some games. I kind of like his personality and his approach. I think he is the starting center when the season begins, but he's going to have to prove he can do it, you know, week in and week out. The question, I think, to me is who's going to be the right guard. And it's between Cordell Volson, who I kind of consider a favorite, and Jackson Slater, and potentially a player to be named later. I think the approach they're taking there is giving all these guys in camp an opportunity to show what they can do. And if they're not confident after some of these preseason games, then you could see them maybe go to the waiver wire and sign somebody. You remember the name Josh Klein from many years ago?
Oh, yeah.
He was signed in September before the season started. Then he became a full-time starter. I'm not saying for sure that's happening this year, but I'm saying that's been done before. And I think Titans will keep looking at their options as they try to figure out what's happening at guard.
Do you feel like, though, just kind of sticking on the center for a second, that maybe Pat Coogan is a little ahead of where they thought he might be?
Well, I like Pat Coogan. I mean, it was crazy when they had a practice. The first day fans were there, and the offensive linemen kind of moved over to do their positional drills in front of that big stands that they set up. And Pat Coogan, his first practice in pads, his first camp, he's the guy that's kind of putting his arms up, ramping up the crowd. I mean, he's very comfortable. That's what he did at Indiana. You guys, that's another guy. Yep. You probably remember when he, some of these inspirational speeches he made. He's very comfortable. He's very, I like his work ethic and his approach. I think he's going to have a chance to prove he's ahead because he's all about putting the pads on and just turning them loose and letting them go. And I know they like what they've seen in him, but it's still really early, and he's going to have to go up and get some of these defensive linemen that are better than what he faced in Indiana and Notre Dame.
Yeah, no doubt. Jim, always appreciate the time.
One more, always. Jim. Hold on. Jim, who is this year's Joel Filani on that team over there?
Joel Filani.
Sorry. I can only do these jokes with you. That's it. That's why I got a bunch of them.
Who's the next Isaac Byrd?
I thought you asked me about my thoughts on the new T-Rack, but so I'm glad you didn't
I'm staying away from that one, Jim. I know you like your job.
Free opinions on Twitter, but I don't know. I don't know if I don't want to put the jinx on somebody talking next door, Filani.
Right.
Isaac. Bird had a career. Filani kind of flamed out a little bit.
Well, remember it was always for like four training camps. It was Paul Williams, Fresno State.
Yeah. Yep.
Paul Williams. Yeah. That guy, and he never played a damn down.
Number 11.
Yeah. It's always
I don't know
Paul
why
Williams.
I remember that. But yeah. Well, it was funny, Jim. I don't know if you saw when D-Mace did his ice bucket challenge for Chris Johnson. He actually challenged Isaac Byrd. He goes, "Wherever you are, I challenge Isaac Byrd."
Well, Jim, look, we hope the Titans are good because we worry about your mental health covering this team for so long. We want this team. And look, we love what Sala said the other day about finding your way to the huddle was amazing, beautiful. We love that. We want this team to be good mainly so it'll make you feel better, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. It's hard to believe this is year 28 for me. I've seen the best of times. I've seen the worst of times. And certainly I'd like to see this team get back on top two seasons in a row with 3-14 records. It can be a drag in November and December. And so, yeah, I hope the team gets better. And I saw your piece you wrote off of Salas' comment about finding your way back to the huddle. Joe, you always have a good touch on
thank you, buddy.
And perspective on things. I enjoy reading your work on your website. So, but, yeah, I think, you know, for everybody around Nashville, it's time for this team to start winning games again. It's time for this team to be in the butt of jokes around the country. And I do think things are headed in the right direction. So we'll see what happens.
Jim, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the scrimmage tonight. And Enjoy San Francisco next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.